we're going to discuss it as a group. But I feel like there's a really big sense of community, and everyone here is friends with each other, and everyone has so much unconditional support and strength as a group that I've not seen in other groups that I've been in. And there's a lot of belief that we can stay here and make change. And I think whatever happens, that belief is going to be what drives us through. So whether it's the end of the week, whether it's another 2 weeks, whether it's until they force us out, we believe that we can make that change, and we will stand together no matter what the university tries to do, because that's the thing the university has been trying to destroy. It's been trying to set students and staff against each other. But ultimately, we've had staff coming to visiting and being like, we appreciate what you're doing so much. And that's the thing that matters. It's supporting the people who matter to us in this world. And when management try to divide us and try to split us up, we fight back against that. We do not allow them to push us apart from each other. The things that matter in this life is being with each other and fighting for the things that matter. And this is the thing that matters. So we will not let university management just ignore us.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the ongoing project of university management and more broadly a number of the institutions of this country to make students feel disillusioned with political action and disillusioned with their own interests and feel like they can't have a voice or a dialogue within the issues that directly affect them for a number of years now. And, you know, at the end of the day, we want to attempt to advocate for our lecturers to the greatest possible extent, advocate for our fellow students to the greatest possible extent, and we're going to do whatever is possible to do so. But even more so, we want to, you know, if we can demonstrate to other students and to the lecturers that people, you know, can stand for their best interests, it is possible, you know, even in the face of great, you know, institutional resistance, to attempt to the best of your ability to stand for what's right, to advocate for the people who do the work for you, to attempt to build a fairer, a more democratic university for the future. And, I hope that other students will realize at the end of the day, the more support we can build, the more of us who are willing to take a stance against, power being wielded for harm, the easier that fight can become, and the more likely we are to be able to draw any concessions out of the university whatsoever.